So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Nitmer Shalim, Ayrubai, Serifin Isai, Lefne Habira, Me'atze Amaracha. If the entire or majority of the Karban Pesach became Tameh, it is burned at the Beis HaMikdash with the wood that belongs to Hekdash in order to make a public spectacle of the burning to embarrass the person who allowed his Karban to become Tameh. Nitma Mi'utai, V'hanoyser, Serifin Isai, B'chatzesein, Oyal Gagesein, Me'atze Atzma. If the minority of the carbon came tummy, or whatever was left over past the time that it is permissible to eat, they would burn it in their own courtyards or rooftops with their own wood. Haitzaikanin, Saifan Isla of Nehabir, Bishvila Hanis Matzamaracha, the stingy people, would burn even these items at the Beis HaMikdash to take advantage of using the Atzei Amaracha. The Gemara asks, how we can say that when a minority of the carbon becomes tummy, we burn it with our own wood in our own homes, if the Mishnah Daf Mem Tes said, somebody who left Yerushalayim and remembered that he has kachim meat that becomes pasul when it goes out of Yerushalayim. If he has passed Tzofim, from where you can see the Beis HaMikdash, he should burn it wherever he is. Rashi adds, Cham did not require him to return. If he has not passed Tzofim, he should go back and burn it in the Beis HaMikdash or in Yerushalayim, because there is a chiv and a rabbanon of b'makom achilase sreifase, it should be burned within the area where it must be eaten. We see from there that even the kezayis of basar kodesh should be burned at the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara gives two answers. First, kam bechsanoi, kam balabais. The Mishnah Daf Mem Tes was talking about a guest who usually does not have his own wood. Even if he did not begin to travel home yet, therefore the Chacham allowed him, as they allowed the stingy person, to use the Atzei Meracha. While our mission is talking about somebody who lives in Yerushalayim and has his own wood. Second, kan shehichzik baderech, kan shelo hichzik baderech. The Mishnah Daf Mem Tes is talking about a person who already started traveling. Therefore, we do not trouble him to buy wood when he returns for a short while to burn the meat. But our mission is talking about somebody who did not yet begin to travel. The Gemara cites a brisa, which rules that we do not allow burning neiser b'chatzesein u'me'atzei maracha in their own courtyards with wood from Hekdash. And the Gemara explains because they might put leftover wood to personal use, which is aser. We also did not allow burning the Neisr lefnei habir ma'atzi atzman at the Beis HaMikdash with their own wood, Rav Yosef Amar shele levayish as misha einloi, in order not to embarrass people who did not have wood, Rav Amar pnei hachashad, were concerned that when they bring home the leftover wood, people would suspect them of stealing wood from the Beis HaMikdash. If, however, they were to bring kane v'cheryusa, reeds and dry palm branches, which are not used for the Atzei Meracha, Rava's concern would not be applicable, while Rav Yosef's concern would be applicable. The Gemara cites a Mishnah in which Rav Yosef and Rava similarly disagree in the reasoning. Reish ha-maimid ha-yemaimid es ha-temein al-shar ha-mizrach. The head of the maimid, the group who stood in the Beis HaMikdash while the Kabbanis were brought, would line up the temeim kahanim of that day's Beis Av by the shar ha-mizrach of the Har Bais. Why? Rav Yosef Amar Levayishan, to embarrass them from becoming Tameh. They should have been more careful. Rav Amar Nehachashad, if they were absent, people would suspect them of skipping the Avodah so as not to miss a day of work. This would not apply to Mufanakan who never work, or even to people who make ropes for a living who earn very little, because nobody would suspect them of skipping the Avodah for their job. Rav Yosef's reason obviously applies to them as well. Zok the Mishnah. HaPesach sheyatza ishenitma yisarf miyad. If a Karban Pesach was taken out of Yerushalayim, which renders it pasul, or became tameh, we burn it immediately on Erev Pesach. After looking for a source for the halacha, did even kachim kalim that leave Yerushalayim, and even a carbon whose blood spilled or left the azar must be burned, the Gemara concludes, kol pesula b'kodesh b'sreifa gemar gemirla. It's halacha l'mashem Sinai that teaches us to burn any type of carbon that became pasul. The Torah gives an example of this halacha when it describes how the Karban Chatas of Aaron HaKohen on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that first day of the Mishkan, had to be burnt. Even though we have the halacha l'mesh Sinai, we need the pasuk v'habasa sheyiga b'chol tamei lo ya'achel ba'esh disarv to teach that we even burn meat that became tamei, even though tamei is not unique to kachim, as even chulin meat can become tamei. The Tana de Beir Abba Bar Avuah disagrees and holds that we derive by way of a gzeres shava of an oven menaser, which by definition has been left overnight, that even pigle, which is a psul begufoy, inherent in the carbon, has to be left overnight before being burned. The fact that Aaron's chatas was burned without being left over was a hirasha, a one-time exception to the rule. The Mishnah continued. Nitmu habaylam oishem mesu to uber tsurasan v'yisarf b'shisha asa. If the owner became tummy or died, the Tanakhama holds, it should be left over and burned on the 16th of Nisan. Rabbi Yechon ben Berei koimer, avze yisarf miyad, lefi she'en lo yechlen. Rabbi Yechon ben Berei holds that it should also be burned immediately. To understand the Machlokes, the Gemara cites a brisa, which was also taught on the Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Zeh haklal, kol shebsula begufa yisarf miyad, bedamu babaylim tu uber tsurasay. When the carbon is psula begufa, it has an inherent psula in the carbon itself, such as shalei lishma, pigol, neiser, tamei, yaitze, shalei lemnuyev, it is burned right away. If it is psula mishum dava acher, an external cause, such as a psula bedam or bebailam, we may not burn it immediately, but must wait to burn it until the next day when it becomes neiser. Therefore, the Tanakhama holds that ha-pesach sheyatzei shenitmo yisarf miyad, because that is psula begufa. Nitmo habayil moishem eser tu b'tzurasin, because that is psula mishum dava acher. Rechim emereka holds avze yisarf miyad, because nitmo habayil moishem eser is also considered psula begufay lefi she'im lo yechlen. The fact that there is no one to eat it is considered psula begufay. Rabbi Yechonon then says that Rabbi Nechemya agrees with Rabbi Yechonon ben Bereka that nitmo habayil moishem eser yisarf miyad, because Rabbi Nechemya says that the chatas aron was burned that day because of aninus. Aaron and his two remaining sons, Elazar v'Isamar, were eating them and would not be able to eat the chatas. Rabbi Meisif af Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Rabbi suggests that Rabbi Yisrael Glili also agrees with this approach because Rabbi Yisrael Glili learns from the chatas Aaron that even if the blood had gone inside the heichel, it would be burned immediately. Apparently, he holds that when there is a psul that is not inherent to the carbon, such as a psul in the blood, and presumably also a psul in the bilum, the carbon is burned immediately. Rabbi Yechonon argues that perhaps Rabbi Yisrael Glili would only hold Yisarf Miyad when the psula is in the blood because he considers the dam to be an inherent part of the carbon, psula begufay. However, he would hold like the Tanakhama to uba tzarasin when the psula is in the bilum because he would consider that psula mishum dava acher. However, according to Rabbi Yechonon Bereika, a psula bebilum is considered psula begufay and a psula bedam is considered psula mishum dava acher.